All right, well, it's wonderful to see those young people make that public profession of their faith. And we're glad that each of you were able to be here this morning to witness that and be part of that. This is our opportunity for praises and prayer requests. Do we have any that anyone would like to share this morning? Okay, just a few reminders of some things that are in your bulletin. It was already mentioned about Susan Bauer, and just continue to pray for her and their family with the homegoing of Ron and significant change in their life after the past year and a half or so of dealing with Ron's cancer and treatments. Pray also for Andrew and his extended family and the funeral for his grandmother coming up. And you'll see there in the bottom of your prayer list, SBA has some staff positions that need to be filled, and I would appreciate your prayers for that, as we do have a number of spots out at Sunshine that we would like to fill before the school year starts. If there's nothing else, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you so much for the privilege to be in your house this morning. We know that that is not the case everywhere in the world, that we could come together freely to gather and not fear persecution or detrimental activities as a result of our coming together. And so we thank you for the freedom that we have. We thank you for those around the world who do gather even in the face of persecution. We pray that you would continue to give them courage and strength and boldness. And we pray that they would be a witness, that they would be a light in the culture where they are. We pray for the leaders in those countries that they might see the willingness of believers to continue to go and worship even in the face of such opposition, that you might work in their hearts as a result of that example. We thank you for the example that we saw here this morning with Macy and Abby and Noah, and for their willingness to come to the front of this church congregation and to publicly share how they have accepted Christ as their Savior, to share how you have worked in their lives. We thank you for their willingness to do that, and we pray that you would be with each of them, that you would continue to guide and direct in their lives. We pray that the public profession of their faith that they made this morning would continue to go with them. We pray that they would be ambassadors for you wherever they go and whoever they come in contact with, that they would be willing to share their faith, and that they would not be intimidated by opposition that they may face, but that they might as well be salt and light in our culture, in our world. We do thank you for the service that we had this past Monday for Ron Bauer. We thank you for his life. We thank you for his testimony. And particularly, as was shared on Monday, the fact that even in his last days, even as his mind seemed to be wandering and many things he could no longer remember, he still remembered that he loved you and that you loved him. And we thank you that we know that he is in your presence right now. And we pray that the message that was proclaimed in that service was heard clearly, and that if there were those who were in attendance that did not know Christ as Savior, that they would continue to think about the example that Ron was and the truth of your word that was shared. We thank you as well for the life of Andrew's grandmother, and we pray that you would be with that service coming up, be with Andrew and extended family members as they gather together for that service. We thank you that Andrew and Marissa and their children could be here with us this morning, and we thank you for their willingness to return to be part of this service with baptism. We thank you for the impact that they had on the lives of these three young people that were up here, and we pray that you would continue to bless them in their new ministry at Frontier School of the Bible. We pray that you'd be with Andrew as he prepares for his responsibilities there as a dean of men, and we pray that it would be a very good school year for them, and that Andrew would build great relationships with the young men he gets to work with and continue to have opportunities to be a mentor and example to the students there at Frontier. We pray as well this month for our missionaries, Ken and Karen Taves, and we thank you for their work at Victory Center Bible Camp. And we know that camp this summer has not been like they would have anticipated, certainly not as they were preparing for their what they plan to be their last year there at Victory Center. We thank you for their creativity and the willingness of Karen to put together the online camping activities, and we pray that that's been an encouragement to students who've been part of that. We do pray that you would be with the board there at Victory Center as they seek a new director. We pray that you would bring in the right person for that position, and we just pray that you continue to bless Ken and Karen. We thank you for their faithful ministry there for so many years. We thank you as well for your provision for our needs here, and as we do not pass the offering plate, we are still reminded of the responsibility that you have given us to give back to you, part of the financial blessings you've given to us, and we thank you for the faithfulness of this congregation to do that, and especially in recent months when things have been uncertain and different. We thank you that the financial needs of this church have continued to be met, and we thank you that through this church we have the opportunity to support so many other ministries around our country and around the world through the missionary efforts that we're part of. We pray that you would continue to be with the ministries of this church, and especially as we approach the start of a new school year and we prepare to, Lord willing, prepare to resume Sunday school and make plans for the start of Club Rock and just different activities that will begin. And for Kelly and Derek, as they come, we pray that you would work out the details of their move and that everything would go smoothly with that. Pray that they would be able to quickly get acclimated here and build relationships with the young people and continue the great youth ministry that Andrew and Marissa have been part of for the past 5 years. We thank you for leading them here and for the call and their acceptance of the call to come and be part of this work. Most of all, we thank you for the gift of your son, Jesus. We thank you for the hope of eternal life that we have through his coming to earth, his death on the cross to pay the penalty for our sins, and his resurrection. And we thank you that through that we know that we will spend eternity with you. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Pastor Andrew, if you would come, you'll always be Pastor Andrew to me, but I guess Dean of Men, but he and Marissa to come bring us an update. We also want to know about your housing, your office. I noticed when he was talking online the other day that his office is in the library, so deacons that were here when he was first here, we're not the only ones to put him in the library. I think that should be a sign. You need to read more.
Yes. Again, it's so good to be back. And yes, we've been in the library. I had to write down all my notes so I didn't miss anything. But yeah, just kind of an update of what we've been doing. So we got there the middle of May, and first thing they told us is we knew we were going to be in temporary housing. And so they have a basement apartment, 3-bedroom apartment, and it was actually a lot nicer than we thought. When we drove out there, a big thank you to Mitch and Mitch Van Zee and Abby. They came out and helped us, and Marissa's comments to Abby before they left us, she said, I have not seen this house yet where we're staying. But she said, no matter what it looks like, you're going to tell your mother that everything's good because we don't want people worrying. And it was very good. But kind of an update on the house. We have a double-wide trailer the school has provided for us. It was supposed to be done by the beginning of July, and we got in the first week of June to look at what we needed to do. And they said, we need to gut the entire place. So they took out all the windows, all the flooring, cabinets. They just sent us a picture on Friday. They got the cabinets in, so we're getting close. We're hoping next week, we're really hoping to be in our house. But it's been good. Kind of what I've been doing, that was kind of the other question of, well, what are you going to be doing? Well, I kind of knew somewhat, but through the summer, obviously there's no students. So part of my job has been every application that we get, there's a committee of six that reads every application, you read every reference, you read every testimony. And so I'm a part of that committee. I read through everyone. We were kind of afraid what would happen this year with COVID. We've still had over 50 freshmen apply. We're praying for about 70 freshmen. School is planning to start as normal. So we have to change some things, but we're such a family of a school that it's really hard to social distance, so we're just going to kind of change registration a little bit. My office, I showed up, and they said, well, we have an office for you, but you have to knock down some walls. So the first 2 weeks, I took a sledgehammer to some walls and did that, and hopefully that will be done before school starts. We're kind of working. Our maintenance crew has done an amazing job. things that will be kind of coming up for us. Our RAs will be showing up second week of August. That's where we'll start doing our training. I've been reading two books to prepare, The Measure of a Man, and I'll be doing that with the young men in the school as a Bible study, as well as They Smell Like Sheep, and just talking about in ministry, but as leaders that we need to be involved with them. And so I've been reading those, getting ready for RA training. We'll have I'll have six guys that I'll work very closely with, and then as well as the other students.
Hang on.
Yes.
Okay, so as far as our housing and the office area, and as well as many other places in the town and in the church, in the school, there have been missionary work groups that have come in from Texas. So the school has 60 faculty homes that just our maintenance team, buildings as well, that our maintenance team has to keep up on. And so we had our home completely gutted, our neighbor's home, lots of updates, normal leaky pipes that need to be fixed too. So these missionary groups come in, they do all of it. And so we've gotten to spend time with people in Texas, and they've just been such a blessing, because there's no way that we would have been able to work on what they have done in such a short amount of time, but also the school as well, to keep up with just the demand of what needs to be done. So that's a cool addition.
Like Sowers that comes here and helps. There's Christian Builders, Hard Hats for Christ, and so that's been really neat. And that's how the school works. If you've never been to school, you don't know much of the school. The school is completely debt-free. They will not do anything without the finances. They will never ask for money. It's just whatever God provides. And so with that, just kind of hearing some stories, if you ever come there, we have a student center where there's ping pong tables, a snack shop, a place to go, and just hearing how God has worked in all of that. The story that we were told is the student center, we had 55 people coming from across the United States to work on this building, and a week and a half before the building was supposed to be built, they had no money. And they just prayed, okay, God, we know this is what you want. How are you going to do this? And a day later, they got a check, got a card, and they opened it up. And our president looked at it and he said, oh, this is great. Someone just wrote us a check for $10,000. And then they were so happy, praising God. And as they sit there and looked, he goes, wait, there's too many zeros. And so then somebody wrote him a check for $100,000, had never visited the school, had heard just a little bit about it, and he had sold some property in Florida and said, I want to give to this. And so God just continued to work, and that's why the school is able to do what it is. I talked about this before we left, but an average Christian college is about $22,000 a year. To go to Frontier for a year is $6,000. And it's the whole point is for young men and women to go in, get Bible training, and then sent out debt-free, so they can go straight into the ministry. We were reading that the average missionary used to be about 23, 24 years old, that when they'd go out into the mission field, that age has now gone to 28 because of all the debt they have to try to pay before they can get in the mission field. And so with that, all of us are raising support, and we've had a few ask us, and we're at about 40% of our support level, and God's continued to work through that, and we are so thankful. But one other thing I wanted to plug before Marissa talked a little bit more is we have an Elliott update page on Facebook, and we try to post on there once a week at least, rather a video or pictures. A couple weeks ago, we had a picture of Hadley getting to put drywall and mudding on the walls with our maintenance guy and just the family that it was. So if you have Facebook, we would love to add you to our, like I said, it's just Elliott update. We share once a week what's going on, if you have questions. If any of you are ever down that way, please let us know. We'd love to have you stop in. We could even give you housing while you're there. But do you have anything else?
I don't know. sure. Okay. A lot of the students that come in, as we all know, this world is just continuing to get more and more fun. These students come in, and some of them are from Christian homes, and they know a lot about their Bible and their walk with Jesus, but a lot of them are broken, and they're so young. And so keep them in your prayers, and not just us, but as a faculty, we have to We have to be with them and mentor and talk. And some of it we've never dealt with before. And so just keep them in your prayers. Transition again for our family of moving into a new home. The kids have done really good. It's been very good. So as much as I did not want to go, it's been very good. And yeah, for those of you guys who have prayed for us, we just appreciate it so much because we need a lot.
Yes. I'll give one illustration. I have a freshman young man coming. He's 26 years old. And he was a missionary kid in Ireland until 18. They got back to the States, and at 21, he became an alcoholic. So from 21 to 23, he was an alcoholic. He left his family. He hadn't talked with them. And then at 24, he met his wife, and she had drug issues. They ended up having to go into rehab together and kind of rededicate their life. And a year ago, he lost his wife at 25 years old. And so he's coming to the school, and he said, I'm broken. He said, I want a mentorship. I want this. And so, like, that is some of the things that, you know, there's some big stuff and things that I can't imagine. I mean, thinking of losing my wife at that age. And so you can be praying that, like I said, there's so many people who were unbelievers, kind of like Derek's story. You know, he found the faith, and they just have a heart to now share that. And so that's what we want to do, is we want to be able to be there and share that and be able to prepare them for ministry. And the goal of the school is every year to have 30 seniors graduate and go into full-time ministry somewhere around the world. And so that is kind of our goal. So that is it. Like I said, we'd love to talk more with anyone after this. If you are not on our update, we send a once-a-month newsletter. I know the church will email it out, but if you'd like to get it personally, come find us. We will write down your email as well. But now I guess I will do the seniors and their Bibles. So all the seniors, if you guys would come forward. There probably would have been, I think we were thinking about.
I'm sure where they're going.
Yes, yes. So now you guys get to do the talking. So I want you guys to do, obviously, who you are, and then what your plans are for this upcoming August.
I'm Sydney Jessen, and my plans are to go to South Dakota State University for early childhood education and elementary education with a music minor.
Hi, I'm Abby Kettlehut, and I plan to go to Northern State University to major in elementary education and minor in special education.
Hi, I'm Jade Burma. I plan to go to Dakota State next fall, play basketball, and major in mathematics and education.
I'm Eli Fanning, and my next step is Mitchell Tech for power line construction.
So I wanted to read some scripture, and if you were here for our Youth Sunday, they had picked Jeremiah 29:11 as kind of their theme and their verse, and I just wanted to remind them of that. And it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." And just as you guys go out, first of all, know that you've got a church family here that loves you and will support you. You've always got a home here. But also, like Abby said in her testimony, that just a reminder to stay firmly rooted in your faith, and just that God's got great plans for each and every one of you, and he's going to use you so well. But just don't forget where that foundation is. And so I'm going to pray for our seniors before they step down. Lord, again, I just thank you for this opportunity to be here. And Lord, I thank you for all of our seniors. Lord, I just thank you for the impact they've had on my life, and just the friendship, the mentorship that I was able to do with each and every one of them. But Lord, I just pray now as they get ready to step out and to leave Miller. Lord, we just pray that you'd go with each and every one of them. Lord, we just pray that you'd be with their nerves just as they leave and they have to start new things. But Lord, I just pray that they would continue to walk with you every step of the way. Lord, I pray that they would find a great Bible preaching church that they can get involved with. They can deepen their relationship with you. And Lord, I pray that you would use them as lights to shine bright on their campuses, to point others to you, and just that when they see that, when they see them, that they would know there's something different about them, and just that they would be able to point every single one back to you. Lord, we just pray for them. We pray for this next school year, for all of our teachers and everyone with this, and just how things are going to be different. We just pray, Lord, that we can all just shine for you. And we just thank you again in your name. Amen.